ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 9 आंसर्स बाय साइटिंग द लॉर्ड्स वर्जन। And today we have text 12, which has a short purport, so I will read it by myself, and then 13 we can do together. Okay, Maharaj. So text 12, I will read it by myself, and then 13 we can do together. प्रवाल वेदुर्य मृणाल वर्चसः परिस्फुरत कुंडल मौलि मालिना। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। सम ऑफ देम आर एफुलजेंट लाइक कोरल एंड डायमंड्स इन कंप्लेक्शन एंड हैव गार्लैंड्स ऑन देयर हेड्स blooming like lotus flowers, and some wear earrings. So the short purport is, there are some inhabitants who have attained the liberation of sarupya, or possessing bodily features like those of the personality of Godhead. The Vaidurya diamond is especially meant for the personality of Godhead. But one who achieves the liberation of bodily equality with the Lord is especially favored with such diamonds on his body. Text 13. Okay. ब्राजिष्णु बिर्या परितो विराजते। लसद विमाना वलिभिर महात्मनाम। विद्योत्मना प्रमदोत्त माद्युभिः। Savvidyud abra valibhir yatha nabha. Brajishnu birya parito virajate. लसद विमानावलिभिर् महात्मनाम्। विद्योत्मना प्रमदोत्तमाद्युभिः। सविद्युद् अभ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभाः। Brajishnu birya parito virajate. Lasad vimana vali bhir mahatmanam. Vidyatmana pramadottamadyuti bhi. Savidyudabravali bhiryatha nabha. Please chant. Parito virajate. Lasad vimana vali bhir mahatmanam. Vidyatmana pramadottamadibhi. Savidyudabravalibhiryatanabha. Brajishnu Birya Parito Virajate Lasad Vimana Vali Bir Mahatmanam Vidyotamana Pramadottamadyubhi Savidyudabravali Bir Yathanabha. Brajishnu Birya Parito Virajate Lasad Vimana Vali Bir Mahatmanam Vidyatmana Pramadyatama Divi Savidyuda Bravali Bir Yathanabha. Mataji's. Brajishnu Birya Parito Virajate Lasad Vimana Vali Bir Mahatmanam Vidyatmana Pramadottamadyubhi Savidyudabhra Vali Bir Yathanabha. Synonyms. Brajishnu Bihi, by the glowing, Ya, the Vaikunth locals, Parita, surrounded by, Virajate, thus situated, Lasat, brilliant, Vimana, airplanes, Avlibhihi, assemblage, Mahatmanam, of the great devotees of the Lord, Vidyotmanaha, beautiful like lightning, Pramada, ladies, Uttama, celestial, Adyubihi, by complexion, Savidyut, with electric lightning, Abravalibihi, with clouds in the sky, Yatha, as it were, Nabha, the sky. Translation. The Vaikuntha planets are also surrounded by various airplanes, all glowing and brilliantly situated. These airplanes belong to the great Mahatmas or devotees of the Lord. The ladies are as beautiful as lightning because of their celestial complexions. And all these combined together appear just like the sky decorated with both clouds and lightning. Purport. It appears that in the Vaikuntha planets there are also airplanes brilliantly glowing, and they are occupied by the great devotees of the Lord with ladies of celestial beauty as brilliant as lightning. As there are airplanes, so there must be different types of carriages like airplanes. But they may not be driven by machines as we have experienced in this world. Because everything is of the same nature of eternity, bliss and knowledge, the airplanes and carriages are of the same quality as Brahman. Although there is nothing except Brahman, one should not mistakenly think that there is only void and no variegatedness. Thinking like that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. Otherwise, no one would have such a misconception of voidness in Brahman. As there are airplanes, ladies and gentlemen, so there must be cities and houses and everything else just suitable to the particular planets. One should not carry the idea of imperfection from this world to the transcendental world, and not take into consideration the nature of the atmosphere as completely free from the influence of time, etc., as described previously. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a very beautiful section where Lord Brahma is sharing his realization, his vision of the spiritual world, and we are getting to know the inside story, how the residents there look like, and what kind of activities go on there. So, continuing from the previous words, is describing how there are airplanes, and the residents, they are so beautiful looking, they are decorated with flower garlands, with earrings, and they are like affluent. And it mentions in text 12, it says, it's talking about Sarupya Mukti, how they have similar bodily features as the Lord. So there are different kinds of liberation one can attain. There is mukti and there is vimukti. So in the pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna, described about vimukti there, is higher than just a general liberation. Means someone attaining Brahman. And then there are these other categories like Sarupya, Samipya, Sarshti. So there are all these five different categories, and in this one we are hearing how the residents, they have similar bodily features as the Lord. In the next purport it mentions about how there are devotees, they have airplanes. Now, we know like modern scientists, they talk about like these sightings of different flying objects and this and that. But someone who has heard from Srimad Bhagavatam or who knows Srimad Bhagavatam, they are aware like there are so many things going on. And they are aware there used to be interplanetary travels before, which are not seen so often because the consciousness is not so advanced of human beings. And but still there are some who are spiritually so advanced, they can understand these things. And by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, we can also learn these things. One point I kind of stood out from the previous words, actually text 10, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning how why people in material consciousness, they cannot understand or see these things. So Srila Prabhupada, he says there, the material body is overcast with five kinds of material conditions. Namely, ignorance, material conception, attachment, hatred, and absorption in material activities. So to become free from that, here, Lord Brahma, by his personal example, he is showing the way to get out of such conditions is by performing bhakti, bhakti yoga. And we can see how he is revealing all these details about there's so much variety in spiritual world. It's not that everything becomes null and void after you get liberated. Like many of the impersonalists, they give this example of how a river flows into the ocean and it becomes one with the ocean. But Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in the purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, that's in the purport to 1854. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. So, what kind of person can attain bhakti? Is someone who has become free from these five material conditions. That kind of person is qualified to receive bhakti. And what would they understand? The understanding would be they won't think, just like the river goes into the ocean and everything becomes null and void, or everything becomes one. No, Srila Prabhupada explains how if you go deeper in the ocean, you can see there are so many kinds of different varieties, different, animals or fish or different things, different living creatures in the under the water living. And that's a different atmosphere. A human being cannot live in that kind of atmosphere. But because these creatures, they have a suitable body to live in that atmosphere, so they are able to survive under the water. But we may not survive for too long if we try to do that. Similarly, we can understand there are different kinds of bodies, bodies with much better facilities, much better qualities, and there are different dimensions, different realms, different planets where one can exist getting such a body. So Brahma, Lord Brahma, he's describing how he got to see the Lord and he got to understand what's going on. Because everyone is naturally curious. They want to know what is what. So there is so much information these days. But like they say, there is not a lot of useful information to help actually understand what's going on. So for that, we have to read books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which clarifies these things. Because being born in India, for me, I was like, there was so much confusion. There are so many gods. Who is who? There should be someone who is like, the top guy. Like if you go to some organization or even someone's house, some friend's place, then there is someone who is the proprietor of the place. So it's interesting how coming to the whole creation, we don't try to find out, who is the proprietor. But by studying these texts, we can understand what's the proper understanding of God. And even different facilities, different types of bodies one can get, because you see there are so many health centers out there, yoga centers, so many different facilities to keep in good health. But then here we see what's the actual way of keeping good health. Another point is Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that the airplanes, and he mentions even carriages. So I was thinking, there are so many pastimes in Bhagavatam where we see a Vaikuntha plane comes and some devotee boards it and they take off. And so I was thinking more, which is kind of more in line with this pastime here, is about Dhruva Maharaj, how the Vaikuntha plane came for him. And there, I was just reading, I'll read maybe one or two texts here. It gives like a beautiful description of the residents, since here we are studying that too. So it says, this is 4:12:19, if someone wants to look it up later. I'll just read the translation. As soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the brilliant full moon were coming down, illuminating all the 10 directions. Dhruva Maharaj saw two very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the plane. They had four hands and a blackish bodily luster. They were very youthful, and their eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held clubs in their hands, and they were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and were decorated with necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. So there are so many pastimes in Bhagavatam we can see where there is like a detailed description. I was remembering reading about Sukadev Goswami. If you see, read about his bodily features, there it mentions he looks almost like Krishna. Even the color of his body is same like Krishna. So the devotees also have these all these transcendental features. And when we read them, we can get to know them, we can associate with them. And it's there, so we get to know how it looks like on the other side. Because this, if you remember this pastime of how Nanda Maharaj, he was taken by the servant of Varuna Dev. So this was after Govardhan Puja. Govardhan Puja was on the 8th day, I think. And then after that, it was Ekadasi. And then on the morning of the Dwadasi, Nanda Maharaj, he went to take bath in the river. But according to the rules and regulations, it was just a little bit too early. And so one of the servants of Varuna Dev, he took Nanda Maharaj to Varuna Dev. And then Nanda Maharaj's friends, straight away, they started calling out, Krishna, Balaram! So Srila Prabhupada mentions there, just like a child, they're a child's only shelter when they feel some fear or danger, they call out to their parents. So he mentions that devotees, especially the residents of Vrindavan, when they feel fear or danger, straight away the only thing comes to them is Krishna, Balaram. So we can see for ourselves how much we are able to do when we are in difficult situation. The more we are able to do that, we can see we are making some progress. But here, they called out and Krishna and Balaram knew straight away. So they went to Varuna Dev. And there, Varuna Dev receives Krishna and Balaram very nicely, offers worship. And he actually apologizes. I'm sorry, my servant, he's a fool. He don't know who he has brought, and but I apologize for his mistake. And Then he offers beautiful prayers. And he says actually that I know possessing all these worldly bodies is not a big opulence, but everything I have, it has become more meaningful. My life has become successful because you have appeared here. By your presence, it has become valuable. And I have become very fortunate just by having your presence here. So he says many prayers. But then Krishna and Balaram, the interesting part is when they bring Nanda Maharaj back to his friends. So his friends ask Nanda Maharaj, what happened there? Tell us what exactly went on. How did Krishna and Balaram bring you back? And then Nanda Maharaj, he told them how, you know, they offered great respect. Oh yeah, the residents, they were thinking, did they think he is God or what happened? Like how did they release you? So Nanda Maharaj, he mentions that, you know, he's our child. He's not God. But then he says that, yeah, they offered him great respect, like you offer to a great person. And we came back. And then Krishna, seeing them talk in that way, he decides, okay, it's time to do some action here. So he took them to Brahmaharad, where at the bank of the Yamuna, where Akrura, he got to see he was revealed the spiritual world by Krishna. So he took all the residents with Nanda Maharaj over there, and he gave them a full view. What do they say, like the 360? So they gave him, he showed them the full cosmic view of spiritual planets. But the interesting thing was, how did the residents respond? They were like, oh, there is Krishna there. And it just looks like same like our Vrindavan. That was their vision. That was their feeling, seeing the whole thing. So Krishna was actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna was actually revealing their good fortune to them. He was indicating to them, look, you already have, you're already there, you know. So the point to understand is, like Krishna explained in this text of Brahma Bhuta in Bhagavad Gita, and in the next text, he explains what happens when one gets bhakti. Then they enter the kingdom of God. Bhaktya mama bijanati yavani aschasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva visyate tad anantaram. So, visyate tad anantaram. Such person who has developed that loving devotional consciousness, Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness, that kind of person can enter these kingdoms, these spiritual planets. So, we have to practice penance like Brahma did. Of course, our penance is not the same what Brahma had to do. So we know what our penance is. And we have to do that. How? With in the text 22, it's explained, Krishna was pleased by Brahma's penance because he performed it with a submissive attitude, and he performed it as he was told by the Lord. So these are interesting points. We have to understand what is our penance, and we have to do it as it is prescribed to us, not however we think or however we feel. And then by following with a fixed concentration of mind. That was another point. So we will see, the more we are fixed, the more we are, or the less we are distracted by other things, the more we will be able to progress and get a deeper realization on all these details of the spiritual reality. So I just want to share this one more analogy. I really like these analogies. They help me understand things so easily. This one is in the text 55 of the 18th chapter of the Gita, referring about the same misconception of becoming one. So Srila Prabhupada, he gives this analogy of a green bird entering a green tree. So he's saying that the bird doesn't go to the tree to become one with the tree. There are fruits. The bird goes to enjoy the fruits. So similarly, the living entities, they also want to enjoy the variety. But that variety is not there if we just get to the Brahman understanding or Brahman realization, because there is no exchange of service there. So if the exchange of service is not there, the pleasure, the ananda will not be there. That's why we have to come to Paramatma and then Bhagavan realization. Because when we get to the Bhagavan realization, then that's when the devotional service fully manifests. And that's when one gets to experience this pleasure that the pure devotees experience. So, yeah, I think I mentioned few things, but it would be nice if the devotees, they want to share their realizations on these texts, because there are so many things. I don't know if I was able to cover all. All right, so Vas Prabhu has something.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. I just a comment. When you read that part on the 13th text there, I thought what was really amazing is that in that particular purport, Papa describes a particular, world that we're completely unaware of.
Yeah.
In terms of how we live in this world. We have no conception of this. So I thought it was pretty stunning to be able to hear a description of living entities, you know, that wear certain kind of jewelries and gold, and they live in a place where it's illumination, and their own bodies create that illumination. And I thought that was pretty significant, because in the purport, I think Srila Prabhupada said also that this misunderstanding is due to a lack of knowledge, a poor fund of knowledge. So, you know, I think it's really amazing that we're sitting here and we're hearing this, but I wonder how many of us are grasping that there's this other reality, which is real reality. And what we're experiencing here is the real, is just the most negative thing that one can experience in terms of birth, death, old age, and disease. And here we're hearing about the Vaikuntha planets, where there's no such thing as birth, death, disease. There's no time factor.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like thinking how beautiful these purports are, and how Prabhupada's giving us a window into the spiritual world through the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I was actually thinking about Srila Prabhupada's journey to America and different realizations he had on the board at Jaladuta. And one of that is, I think I read it in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So on the ship, when he had the heart attack, then he had this revelation of the Goswamis and of Krishna, like helping the ship and kind of reassuring him, don't worry, everything should be fine. And after that, actually, after that revelation, Srila Prabhupada, he actually celebrated Janmashtami on the ship. And you know, he cooked some prasadam, distributed to the captain and other people on the ship. So I think that was pretty amazing. Like some person, he just had heart attack and he's thinking of celebrating Janmashtami. And how many people would do that? They would, generally, people are just like so under fear, even going through small sicknesses. And what to talk about heart attacks and all these things. Sometimes I meet people, they have been through different kinds of surgery. And I can see like how much fear they have of death. But here we see one person who is not concerned with that, who is totally thinking of something else. His consciousness is so different. So, yeah, it was interesting you mentioned that how, where our consciousness is, we get distracted by small things, like even during japa, or even in class, like we see sometimes, one Maharaj was joking like that Nidra Devi, she comes and overtakes some devotee. So we are influenced in so many different ways. But the beautiful thing is once we start practicing, we can see gradually we start to become free from all these five kinds of material conditions that are imposed on living entities. So it's very beautiful. One can personally experience the results of the practice. And that's what, I think personally, that's what gives us inspiration to keep going, keep doing it. Because you see, like materially, people, they have bad experiences, but they still keep going. Keep going back to the same work every day, dealing with the same people, dealing with same kind of problems they have. And of course, they try to find solutions this way and that way. But so many times we hear from people, you know, what to do. They just accept however things are. That's the best they do. But then in bhakti yoga, we see that's not the best. There are so many ways of dealing with the situation and actually transcending. Yes, Prabhu Shri Maharaj.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class. Just like a comment on what Prabhu was saying. For myself, I always understood when I read the books, this is what kind of hit me most, is that one of our purposes in ISKCON is to recreate that as far as we're capable within the material world, to recreate that spiritual atmosphere, that beautiful environment, and that kind of mindset of sattva-gun, so that when people come into that, they actually get a chance to experience it. And then they become attracted and they want to find out. Like for myself, when I went to India, the reason I became interested in Krishna consciousness was because of the people of India. The way that they treated me and that I could understand they were on another level. So I started to become curious in their philosophy. So I started to become read books about it. So in the same way as devotees, by living in that way and, you know, creating beautiful temples, beautiful gardens and beautiful food and all those things, people become attracted and they want to know more about it and they want to try to make that manifest here on the planet.
Thank you, Mata. Yeah, that's very important. And we can see in the example of Srila Prabhupada and of course his students, here we see like there is such a beautiful facility and how Srila Prabhupada, he actually brought all these holy dhams to the West. And of course, now we as followers, we have more responsibility to make it more attractive for other people. But we can also see, hopefully everyone is trying their best and, you know, we can always do better. Like Vaisheshika Prabhu says, always better service. We can always improve our service. And of course, ultimately, like even the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada himself, he depended on Krishna, not on his own strength. So we also have to remember simultaneously where our strength comes from. Of course, we have skills, we have talents, but if we forget where they come from, then we lose the whole point of it, and it won't bring that effect. So yeah, that's a very good point. We have to depend on Krishna and try and improve on all our own service and make it attractive for others. I think we'll stop. Oh, Maharaj has something.
What Maharaji was just saying, it's a very important and great point that, for example, when people come into this temple, they should have what we call a real wow experience. They see the deities. They see the beautiful artistry in the altars. They see the color schemes. They see the garlands. They see all of these things. And many people, they say, this is amazing. What is this? You know, in other words, it should be a compelling experience, one which they want to know more about. The doors themselves are absolutely gorgeous. So when you see these different things, it means that these people, meaning us, are definitely presenting or producing things which are amazingly beautiful. And if they think that we're producing amazing, they'll want to, as you just said, they want to know more about it.
Yeah.
What is this? I've never seen anything like that. Even you go into the Catholic Church, no, they don't have anything like this. The question that I had, thanks so much for your question, point, is that you mentioned five forms of liberation. So I would appreciate if you want to, you don't have to if you don't want to. If you could,
you're just testing me, Maharaj.
You have to. If you don't, I will. So if you could just name them and just tell, you know, what they are, just briefly. You don't have to give a discourse.
I think we'll keep it for the next speaker, Maharaj, because it's coming in the next purport.
You
but,
can't speak fast
But
enough.
If you are testing me, my memory is not great. So I'll accept that.
Next class.
Yeah.
Or mine on Wednesday.
Thank you. Okay. So I'll hear from you. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.